You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Today's the day. It's the first day of school for all students in the Madison Metropolitan School District. More than 25,000 kids attend about 50 schools scattered across the city. That means we'll also have a ton more school buses on the road than we've had the last couple months. Joanne Krulatz has some reminders about sharing the road with students and buses.
According to a recent AAA survey, more than half of Wisconsinites regularly drive through school zones or by school bus stops during their daily routes. In the survey, 46% of drivers admitted to speeding in an active school zone, while 29% admitted to using their handheld cell phone. Motor vehicle crashes are the greatest threat for children. Nationwide, nearly one out of every five children, 14 and younger, killed in traffic crashes are pedestrians. While drivers must remain vigilant, pedestrian safety is a shared responsibility. The ABCs of school zone safety for drivers are A, avoid distractions. Stay focused on the road. No texting, eating, or multitasking while driving. B, brake for safety. Slow down and stay alert. School zones are unpredictable, so be ready to stop at a moment's notice. C, check for pedestrians and bicyclists. Watch for school zone signs, crossing guards, and anyone walking or biking. Pedestrians should also stay alert. Be aware of your surroundings and avoid using headphones or looking down at your phone when near traffic.
And remember, students can get half-price fare on Metro Transit. Kids age 5 to 17 and those still in high school can get half-price rides throughout the school year. All they have to do is sign up online, get a physical fast fare card, and verify their eligibility. That means showing school ID and some sort of personal ID. A shakeup in the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Next year, conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley's term is up for re-election, and she announced just before the holiday weekend that she would not be running again. Conservative candidates for state Supreme Court have lost both of the last two elections by double-digit margins. Dane County Judge Chris Taylor is currently the liberal candidate who was running against Bradley, so now she's waiting for an official opponent, and it may be Maria Lazar. Lazar is a judge on the 2nd District Court of Appeals in Waukesha County, and WisPolitics reports she's considering running for the seat. A number of high-profile issues could come to the state Supreme Court soon, including collective bargaining rights, congressional redistricting, and election rules. The election is in April. Meanwhile, a Republican in northeastern Wisconsin now has more than one Democratic challenger. Lisa Hale reports.
Mark Scheffler pledges to run a different kind of campaign, free from corporate PAC money, special interest influence, and party machine funding.
Politicians talk all the time about representing everybody. You can't represent everybody if you're under the thumb of your political party or if you're under the thumb of someone who has contributed millions of dollars to your congressional campaign.
Scheffler's not the only Democrat running in the 8th Congressional District. Rick Crossan, a former Green Bay Area Public School District board member, also announced his campaign. The winner of the Democratic primary in August of 2026 will face incumbent Tony Weed. However, Scheffler says he's not running against anyone or anything.
I'm not running against Rick Cross. I'm not running against Tony Weed. Those politics have to end. I'm running for the seat. And if I'm called by the people of the 8th Congressional District, I'll answer that call.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Who's at quarterback? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers host the Middle Tennessee State Blue Raiders Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Will Danny O'Neill start at quarterback for Wisconsin, or is Billy Edwards ready after suffering a sprained knee last week? Luke Fickell.
Don't believe that Billy will be playing. He didn't practice. So obviously Danny would be the guy we would go with, and Hunter would be the backup, and we would just proceed from there.
NFL, the Packers at practice today. They host the Lions Sunday at 3:25. The Brewers play the Phillies tonight, game two of their three-game series. Pat Murphy reviewed Monday's 10-8 loss to Philadelphia.
You know, they got some of the best players in the game on the team, and they did a great job of exploiting us by getting the leadoff guy on base. You can attribute to a lot of things, but you got to execute, and you can't give up free bases. But the credit goes to the Phillies for their relentless offense, and they did what they had to do.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Office executive producer Greg Daniels says at one point he was determined never to revisit a similar world to the one he created at The Office. But ultimately, he decided to dive back into the mockumentary sitcom world with Peacock's The Paper. Daniels said he changed his mind after seeing The Office at number one on Netflix for 4 years. The Paper is now available to stream on Peacock. Alice Rotunda gave birth to her fourth child in a McDonald's parking lot in Michigan. Rotunda said she always planned to name her daughter Matilda and call her Tilly. But after giving birth in the parking lot of the restaurant that served billions and billions, they added a tweak to the name and will call her McTilly. According to the New York Post, Alice insisted she was in labor, but the hospital staff disagreed and sent her home, resulting in said parking lot birth. This was a tough decision for the Rotundas because McTilly was actually conceived in a Burger King parking lot. Once again, it's McDonald's for the win. Former wrestler Dwayne The Rock Johnson's moneymaker has always been action films, and not even good ones, really. He's made a decent living using his physique and charm to headline very mediocre films. That apparently has all changed now. Johnson shed 60 pounds for a role in his new film, The Smashing Machine, which tells the story of MMA fighter Mark Kerr. The film stars Emily Blunt opposite Johnson as Kerr's girlfriend. Johnson's hard work physically and mentally appears to have paid off as the film just premiered at the Venice Film Festival and received a 15-minute standing ovation, making Johnson sob uncontrollably, according to Variety. It's early, but those who have seen the film are already creating Oscar buzz for Johnson. He appears to have come a long way since San Andreas. In a related story, I've been trying to lose 20 pounds for about 3 years and can't really use the I put it on for a movie role excuse much longer. Everyone loves a comeback story, and there was a big one last weekend at the box office. The film Weapons, in its fourth week of release, regained first place on the big screen over the holiday weekend. The horror film raked in $10 million, bringing its box office total in theaters to $132 million. Jaws, which was first released in theaters in 1975, hit the big screen again last weekend in honor of the big anniversary and pulled in over $8 million. Not a bad haul for what is considered by many the greatest summer blockbuster film of all time. In third place was new release Caught Stealing, starring Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz, which pulled in just under $8 million. Rounding out the top five, Freakier Friday in its fourth week of release came in at $6.6 million. And in fifth place was the Benedict Cumberbatch Olivia Williams The Roses at $6 million. Last weekend put closure on the 2025 summer box office. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lingering showers this morning, then mostly cloudy and quite a bit cooler today. Our high in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 41 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and even cooler with a high of 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.